We cross over to Durban. We join on the line by Dawood Desai Sap, who was the brother-in-law of Mulana Yunus Patel Sap, rahmatullahi alayh. By Dawood Sap had the opportunity of interacting with Hazrat on numerous occasions. He's also travelled overseas with Hazrat, and we will be tapping into those fond memories of by Dawood Sap. Welcome him to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti sahab, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, yourself?
Alhamdulillah. It's just that you put me on the spot. You're actually supposed to get Hazrat Maulana Dawood Sidat Sahab. And what can I say? Not an alim too, not a hafiz of Quran too. It was just that this Hazrat's company, as Hazrat says, you become like a thorn under that rose.
Yes. In particular, you know, what would be of interest to us this morning, we will be speaking to numerous guests, but something that would stand out is the trip to Turkey that you had undertaken, and Hazrat was there in 1997. And from our conversation yesterday evening, you said that Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayh was unable to make that particular journey because of circumstances.
Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel had a heart attack, so he could not join Hazrat on that trip. I'd like to put you a trip before that, that was the first trip that Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel had made to UK with Hazrat. And that was the first time Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel had got a glimpse of what Hazrat was. And Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, being my brother-in-law, I had known his life before joining Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Salaam wa Barakatum, Rahmatullah Alayh. And that fire of love that we had seen in Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, that was actually ignited from Hazrat itself. And to put it in Hazrat's word, and Hazrat usually puts, you know, those couplets of his, if you put it across, Mujhe sehel ho gayi, manzile hawa ki ruk bhi badal gayi. Tere haath haath mein aa laga, to chiraag raak bhi jal gayi. Hazrat Maulana, in that trip, Hazrat was quite young. Maulana was under 50, and you could say 4 or 5 bayans a day. And there wasn't a bayan where Hazrat Maulana's prayer should not tear and cry.
Subhanallah.
What an impact he had on Hazrat Maulana's Patel's heart. And during that latter part of that trip, Hazrat asked Hazrat Maulana's Patel to give a few words. And knowing that Hazrat would not understand the language, and Hazrat Maulana's Patel stood up in one of the masjids in central London. And then he exclaimed that 25 years I've been making the khidmat of deen. At that time, Hazrat Maulana's Patel was even the president of Jamiat Ulama, the chair, bring all the other khidmat of deen. He said, but after joining Hazrat for these few days, it was about a 9-day trip, it feels that this 25 years of my service was bereft and without any ikhlas. It's such a giant that we know Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib. And all that dard, that pain and that love that was instilled in him was via Allah Ta'ala had used Hazrat Maulana Hakim Rahmatullahi to instill that love. And on our return, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib was thereafter going to the United States, and we are returning back home. Hazrat Maulana Spirit was crying like a child. Hazrat took him to his chest. He says, Maulana, do not worry. As I get onto the flight, I will start making dua for you. Although you have spent 9 days with me, but Allah will give you the benefit of 9 years. And it was that starting point of Hazrat Maulana Spirit Sahib. And that's what was Hazrat's dard and pain, which was in the Urdu language. Allah Ta'ala called Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib to convey it into the English language to us. And Hazrat himself, what can you say? Dunya ke mashghulon mein bhi ye ba khuda rahe, sab ke saath rahe ke bhi ye sab se juda rahe. This is what we have heard from Hazrat himself. There isn't a moment, if you find, with Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, where he was detached from Allah. Whenever, and under all circumstances, although he is joking, laughing, it is said that the coming down of a wali is greater than him being high and keeping in mid-air. For that plane that remains in mid-air cannot pick any passengers. So Hazrat, in his humbleness and in his humility, should come down and pick thorns like us. But unfortunately, we were not able to appreciate Hazrat Bolak Akhtar Sahib. As for the trip to Turkey, Hazrat Maulana, It was Hazrat's ambition to present himself at the Mazar of Maulana Rumi Atari, because all the works of Hazrat has been inspired. He says, that was my very first teacher. And that inspiration I got was from him, although I have never seen him. So it was Hazrat's hard desire to present himself at that Mazar of Maulana Rumi, to take inspiration. And Allah Ta'ala fulfilled that dream of his. And only that person who was with Hazrat on that trip could experience Hazrat's ecstasy, especially, from Turkey to going to Konya. It was a long 10-12 hour journey. And when Hazrat was approaching Konya, it was those couplets, and Hazrat is so profound in the Farsi language. So Maulana, unfortunately, how can I convey it? I have not got the ability to convey what was Hazrat's aspiration and his heartfelt and that flow of love that was coming out from his heart and onto his tongues. So there's not much I can tell you. Other ulama will come on. They will give you more.
The delegation that went to Turkey, yes. How many were you at that time?
From South Africa, we were about 18 or 19. There were 6 ulama. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Saab, Maulana Abbas Umar, Mufti Zubair Bayat Saab, Mufti Hussein Bayat from Renasia, there was Maulana Desai from Karis Post, and there were other ulama from UK as well. And in the entire trip was such that with Hazrat we had a proper tour operator, and Hazrat giving the bayans in the bus, translation by Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Saab. And to describe, it's so difficult time. We have to have time to go into the entire trip. But, and it was Hazrat, wherever you go and wherever you traveled, it was that pain of that heart, the protection of the eye, bring the pain onto your heart. It was always that theme that was brought out. Although Hazrat always says, it's a very hard subject to put across. But Allah Ta'ala gave him such an ability for such a hard subject, especially the protection of the eye and the heart. And Allah had given him to put it such mildly and such sweetly that those who were around him would accept it in a loving fashion from him.
Subhanallah, yes. It brings tears to the eye. Speaking about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and myself having the opportunity of having spent some time in Karachi, it really revives all those memories while speaking to you this morning by Dawood Saab. We really appreciate that you've come on and taken the courage to come on to the radio station and share these pearls with us. These memories I know for sure will stay with you forever, and you will fondly recollect these memories from time to time. May Allah make it easy for one and all.
Before you depart, there was a nephew of mine, you might know him now, Maulana Bacha, was in Port Elizabeth.
Gee.
He was a young boy at that time, and then Hazrat came to Charlotte in the early 90s, and I took him. He did not understand Urdu as well, but it was, for the love of Allah, language is not the barrier. And then Maulana at that time was a young boy, he did not even know the Urdu language. Spending a few days with Hazrat, Maulana had come at that time back home, and he sat and he composed a small poem that I'd like to read out to you. Can I read the
poem?
Yes,
go ahead.
I was walking along a path enveloped in dark, searching for a treasure which I saw no mark. I lifted my head and saw in the distance afar a brightly glowing, glittering star. As I drew near, I felt a calm, a warming, illuminating, healing balm. Coming very close, I saw a figure in white. His face was gleaming, full of light. He held my hand, a grip tight and strong. Along the path, he led me along. O Sheikh Akhtar, you have been selected to help along those who from the straight path have deflected. Your words of advice are sweet drops of dew. Kings would have rushed to your feet had they but knew. My Sheikh is a human being like you and I. To say he is an angel is to speak a lie. Yet he has been granted a gift of knowledge so wide, all the world's bridges cannot bridge its divide. When he speaks, his words strike a chord deep in one's heart. What joy to see his face as lips in a smile do part. Protect your eyes, says he time and again. From every type of sin, stay away a stain. Ah, what a gift, what a priceless treasure. A Sheikh who will lead me, inshallah, to my beloved Allah's pleasure. O Allah, grant Sheikh Akhtar a very long life. so that the people the world over from him much benefit can derive.
Jazakallah, very, very apt and amazing that at the young age Mulana was able to compose.
15 years,
SubhanAllah, really amazing. We will get him on, inshallah, to speak about this particular poetry.
Make dua Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to follow in that Hazrat's advisors.
Inshallah, yes, so that is what we left behind with. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was her brother Dawood Desai, the brother-in-law of Mulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayh, speaking fondly of his memories of Hazrat, rahmatullah alayh, Mulana Yunus Patel's first trip and first few days in the company of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Saab, rahimahumullah, and also the trip to Turkey that was in 1997. We're going to go for our recitation of Surah Yasin, and then followed by that, we will be speaking to Mulana Ilyas Patel, inshallah. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International.